I want to make a point about the guarantees in annuities, at least in fixed indexed annuities. So normally when we think about the guarantees, what we're thinking about is the fact that whatever principal we put into the annuity is guaranteed to be there no matter what. And that's true. It is. Let's just use $500,000. If you put $500,000 into a fixed indexed annuity, the guarantee or a component of the guarantee says that at all times you will have $500,000 minus any surrender charges that are imposed on the annuity. After the surrender charge period is gone, that contract will always have $500,000 at least in the contract available if you need it or any portion of it. The point that I want to make is the fact that the guarantee is also stating that $500,000 is working for you the day that money goes into the contract, and states that at all times $500,000 is earning interest no matter what. And the reason that this is important is because there seems to be a very heated debate going on between assets under management compensation for typical investments. Let's say you have $500,000 at a financial advisory firm. That financial advisory firm, just let's use a reasonable number of 1.5% fee on managed funds, would be $7,500 per year that is being deducted from the account. So in fact, let's fast forward 10 years and say that $7,500 has been deducted from the $500,000. Now what's happening is only $425,000 is actually working for you in that account. On the indexed annuity side, the account is going to be worth at least $500,000 plus any accrued earned interest inside the contract. And that's important because inside of a fixed indexed annuity, you get what are called stacked gains as part of the guarantee. And that just simply means that, let's just say that over the course of 10 years, the indexed annuity earned $50,000 in interest. So now the guarantees extend to the $500,000 of principal that, and it's additive. So the total guarantee going forward is $550,000, not the original $500,000. So you can see that it's a very significant difference, some would say an advantage, to how fees are applied and what the guarantees mean inside of a fixed indexed annuity. And there are some other annuities where this applies as well. But I think when you're talking about annuities, it's always helpful to be specific about the type of annuity that is being referenced. Thank you.